area where we are, or you can go over to the bar area, if you will, as well, and sit here. And again, we'll be here from 6 until 9 o'clock, joined by Bill Walker, the wrestling coach of the Amherst Comets. And Bill, I know you from standing on the sidelines at football scrimmages. That's where you look familiar to me, but Evans tells me you're this wrestling guy too.
A senior citizen, actually, of the wrestling guys in Lorain County right now. Boy, I hate to throw that one on you, Bill, but tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, this is number, let's think here, 34, and my last year. So
I've heard that from you before, too, though.
So I've been here a long time, so it's enjoyable. I love the Amherst community. The kids there work hard, and makes it a lot of fun.
Bill, talk to us about some of the kids you have coming back. Last year, ended up fifth in the conference. You got Van Tresna back, Bonomino, the Auville brothers. Talk to us about what you bring back and what you hope for this season.
Yeah, top to bottom, we got a lot of guys that have experience. We're bringing back about 15 returners. Bonomino is ranked right now in the state. He's going to probably wrestle 113. And Van Anthony Trunzo is looking tough. Got in the weight room, and he's pretty big. And the Alvo brothers, you know, it's a fight every day in practice. But we got other guys that are going to fit in and are looking nicely on our team. So I'm excited for my last year.
And, you know, you kind of came back a couple years ago, brought the program back. Talk to us about the rebuild numbers-wise. I know it was a little bit thin when you took over.
Yeah, you know, I was the assistant for about 5-6 years, Coach Caesar. And Coach Corelli took it over, and the numbers kind of went down. And we're back up to about 38 right now. So the numbers are excited. 15 returners, a lot of freshmen. The junior high has about 30 kids out, and we have a pretty good biddy program this year too.
Now, I saw in the notes you brought some heavy hitters in for assistant coaches. You probably brought in two of the more legendary wrestling names in Northeast Ohio here. Talk to us a little bit about pulling some of those guys in and helping you out.
Yeah, my high school coach was Tom Milkovich, and people don't know about the Milkovich family. It's unbelievable. Tom was probably one of the best wrestlers in the world. He was telling me stories. The silver medalist Lloyd Kieser, he said he used to whoop on, and he was a national champ. He's a guy that beat Dan Gable's opponent that beat him, Owings. And I can't believe how much information, how much knowledge he has. He was my coach in high school. I kind of looked to him as like a father figure. He's running the practices with his brother Dan. And we also have Dan Turnus as a volunteer coach in the room. So
you got about 110 years of coaching experience with assistant coaches is what you're telling me.
maybe a little more. But there's no one in the room that can beat Tom. So. And he's only 70. So,
Bill, you mentioned you've been involved, I believe, 34 years in Amherst in wrestling, whether it be as a head coach or an assistant. How has the sport changed? How has it grown? How is it still the same?
Well, you know, obviously I've been there a long time. The kids haven't changed. I think the difference is we're pushing more towards tournaments. I think we got to get back to duels to build up our program, to get the excitement where you bring fans in. And the individual kids are getting better and better and better. And some teams are looking for them to go into the big tournaments like the Ironmans and things like that. And I think that's what's hurting our program. We got to get back to the high school duels where you put a full gym in. I remember in high school we wrestled St. Ed's, and both times, my junior and senior year, we had full gyms, and it was a lot of fun to wrestle. And we got to make wrestling fun.
Is that up to the individual conferences? I guess it's for either one of you guys to mandate, hey, you're going to wrestle so many, you know, league dual meets, or is that up to each school? How would you go about doing that?
The problem is, obviously, you want to do that, go to back to high school, but now you're a little bit behind the ball because now you're not getting all the matches in. So, you know, you got to still get into the tournaments if you want to beat the top-notch teams.
Now, Bill, you're in the SWC, and I think they still use the combination dual meets and conference tournament to determine
right.
the championship.
50-50. Yeah.
50-50 split. So, you know, it's an incredibly competitive league. Still duels, no try. You guys aren't doing tries?
Nope.
So talk to us about the SWC, what the expectations are for the SWC this year.
Well, you like to say I want to be on top, all right? But obviously there's a lot of tough teams. Right now, if our kids stay healthy and keep on working, I think we can be at the top, all right? And that is our goal, and I hope that our kids have that goal, and if we can continue to improve and take the coaching of the Milkoviches, I think we can move in that area. But it's going to be tough, and, you know, Avon Lake, Avon, Elyria, Midview, they're all quality teams. And so you can't have a couple of injuries. You can't have, a couple of guys that get sick or, they're going to get after you.
And girls have exploded in wrestling. Any girls on wrestling in Amherst? Do we have a program started? Or
I'm sorry, we don't. We have some girls that are getting involved, but we do not have a program yet.
Bill, one last thing. A lot of schools have gone to the duel in the school and some highlights on some duel meet things. Any consideration to doing that, making a highlight match, a special night, trying to get more kids in the gym to see what's going on with it?
Yeah, I've talked to Coach Sedlick, and we were talking about it, but we have never finalized it. That's a good thing to do. We did it with Lorraine a couple of years back when I was head coach, and it was a good environment for wrestling. It's something that we need to do. You're right.
And tournament-wise, I see you guys are at the Hudson tournament. And any other highlights on the season, tournament-wise?
Well, we open up with Avon Lake, and then we go to Bellevue. And I like going out to the west side because not just the competition, but also the referees, a different style of referee. And so I like to go out there. And we also go out to another tournament out in the Toledo area.
Ray's here. You going to talk to him about the difference in refereeing here, Ray Anthony? Well, see if you can straighten out a little bit.
I'm a total supporter of Northeastern Ohio referees. So when I go out to the West, it's just different.
Yeah. How so?
Oh, they get upset if you don't line up man-to-man for weigh-ins. They let you know that they are in charge, and I don't think they have the quality of officiating that we do in Northeastern Ohio. We got the best, I think, in Northeastern Ohio.
I know different sports, different areas that you go to, there can be different styles. I know sometimes in basketball, certain areas are maybe more physical than others, and that's what I was kind of alluding to.
I just think out in the Toledo area, you don't have as many, so you don't have the quality like you do in Northeastern Ohio. Out here, I mean, there's 30, 40 good refs in Northeastern Ohio.
So what are your thoughts on the SWC, some of the other teams? Can you tell us, your thoughts? You've been around the block. Maybe who you think are going to have some good years, who you're looking out for.
I think we've got to look out for everybody. I mean, the quality from top to bottom is good. And I think this year, I don't think, if someone gets hot, they're going to win it.
Last year, Avon Lake brought a lot of guys back, kind of staggered. It looks like they lost some key guys, and you bring some key guys back. Avon brings some key guys back. Olmsted Falls is never down too long. I think Elyria's on the bill. This could be a real interesting year in the SWC, determining the conference champion.
Bill, you mentioned it's your last year. Does Casey Wolf know it's your last year? Has he signed off on this?
Yeah, I got a house in Florida, and it's time for me. I had a good run, and I love Amherst, kids. The administration in Amherst is unbelievable. I can't complain one time about them, and teaching's still fun. I enjoy it. I enjoy coaching. I mean, right now, being with my Tom and my Dan, it's a lot of fun. I just sit back, and I'm amazed how much wrestling they know. I've been around. I've been to a lot of camps. I've been to a lot of clinics and things like that. No one knows as much as Tom Milkovich.
I had my old my book out today that Bill was a runner-up in 1985, and the North Olmsted Eagles were state runners-up that year under Tom Milkovich. And I'm looking at some of those names we've talked about before, Smith and Frimmel, and just what a great group. And when I hear that Bill's retiring, I take a look in the mirror and said, wait a minute, I think I was coaching when Bill's wrestling. How did Bill get older than me all of a sudden? He's kind of leapfrogged me there, Bill. I'm not,
Yeah, I still feel young until I look in the mirror. It's so true.
Bill, I just wanted to ask you a little bit about, wrestle-offs and how you kind of comprise a team. And, maybe if a kid at the 1st of December isn't wrestling his best, that doesn't mean he can't get cracked the lineup in January or February, right? It's a constant what you do in practice, what you do in the wrestle-offs to maintain your position, I would think.
Yeah, we're going to have some tight wrestle-offs. And I'm not really looking forward to it because I don't know who's going to win and – But you need that competition in the room, so I'm excited for that reason. What's nice is in the Avon Lake tournament, they're going to let us bring all our kids. So I get to kind of see who's wrestling who and how they do against other competition. So that's a good thing. Bellevue will probably let us bring my whole team. And so I think it will kind of, they'll figure it out on their own. Also, kids know who's going where and what, and they kind of figure out, well, I'm going to go up a weight class, I'm going down. So I kind of let it, you know, fall into place on its own.
And what Bill's talking about there, Rob, is that when you go to the tournament, they'll enter their team, their 14 weight classes, but then he can take all of his extras and enter his extras almost like in an open format. Yep. The colleges do that the month of December. I mean, they're in all these open tournaments, so that gives them a good look to not only get his starters, the kids that win those wrestle-offs, but then to get those other kids some varsity matches against quality competition, so you kind of get a gauge on them, because sometimes that wrestling room isn't 100% what you see in a kid.
If there was one thing you could change in the sport, what would it be?
Cutting weight. I mean, that's not. I never cut weight in high school, and that's why I loved wrestling. And everybody thought I did because I was so skinny, but it's too bad that we have to do that. But it's part of the sport, and I think sometimes it's good for us because if you look at wrestlers as they get older, they're pretty fit and they stay in shape, and you know they understand. You know, the importance of being healthy.
Didn't work for me. I saw the look, Rob.
Tom can hit a fireman's. He was hitting fireman's after fireman's in the room today. I'm in awe.
Tom Milk was 7 years old.
I knew
still,
it was Tom up.
Still hitting fireman's carries in the practice room. Yeah.
In high school, I saw him do 1,000 push-ups in a row. But again, what's so neat is he's such a good coach, and he's getting the most out of these wrestlers at Amherst. And I'm looking forward to the season with these boys. Besides the Allvilles and the Bonominios and the Van Anthony Trunzo, there's going to be some other ones that you're going to be reading about, I think.
All right. Well, Bill, we want to wish you in the comments the best of luck this year. We really appreciate you coming up to Smitty's to tell us about your team. Mm-hmm. Continued success to you, and here's hoping you get to Florida sooner than later.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, thanks a lot. You guys do a wonderful job.
Thanks, Bill.
Appreciate you.